Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Houston, PA, Houston's public affairs show, an iHeartMedia broadcast. Our disclaimer says that the opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by this radio station, its management staff, or any of its advertisers. My name is Laurent. I am the Texan from France. And my guest today is Becky Best. She is the Community Relations and Grant Manager for Houston Pet Set. And they are online at houstonpetset.org. houstonpetset.org. They're an organization I've featured a couple of times on the show in the past. They're looking at the problems we're having with our stray animal population, which is a huge problem in Houston. We're going to go into that. It's a huge problem that a lot of people that live in nice neighborhoods probably don't know about. But in the lesser nice neighborhoods, and especially the poorer neighborhoods, there are literally roaming packs of wild dogs, for example. This is a reality, and there's a lot of them, and it's gotten worse because of the pandemic. And these dogs are literally a public threat. You can't let your kids run around and play in the front lawn if you're worried that there's four or five dogs that are mean and aggressive that are roaming around the neighborhoods. You can't let them ride their bicycle on the street. And obviously, if you're just waiting for the bus, well, if there's a roaming pack of wild dogs around, these animals are aggressive. You know, they're descendants of wolves, and the wolf was the major competing predator against humans, at least in Europe, in the Black Forests of Europe, as I remember reading about wolves. They were, until we invented black powder, they were the most dangerous enemy for us in the woods. And yeah, the dogs are smaller and more docile, and they're not quite as strong as the native wolves, but these are extremely dangerous predators. And we also have problems with stray cats, who are not nearly as dangerous. They're probably not going to take away your ability to use your fingers by mauling your hand, but they can transmit diseases. And of course, who wants a little kid to get bitten by an animal? It's a bad experience to have when you're very young. So it's a huge problem that people don't talk about. There was a survey that was done by UT Health that found that 37% of respondents in Houston declared that animals, stray dogs and cats, were the number one public safety concern to them. Though nearly 40% of our Houston population. And the USPS has named Houston the dog bite capital of the USA. I'm not particularly proud of that one. The Postal Service, I like those people. They deliver my mail. I don't want them getting bitten around by dogs. As I mentioned, my guest is Becky Best. She is the Community Relations and Grant Manager for Houston Pet Set. Becky, do you disagree with anything I've said, or have I sort of briefly presented the legal matter at hand, so to speak?
No, I think you've done a great job of capturing the information. I think the one thing that might be slightly different is just that a lot of the dogs that are on the streets are friendly. They might have been owned in homes at one point, and people have gotten desperate, not able to provide for their care, or maybe they've just become unwanted, and they've been, you know, put out onto the streets to fend for themselves. But the problem is, you never know. You don't know which dog might be friendly and which dog is not. So people
That's right.
should be advised to always be cautious, because, you know, you don't know which ones might be a risk.
Yeah, I guess you compel me to say that I love dogs. I have dogs, and I grew up with dogs. They're wonderful animals. And you're right, the vast majority of them are super smart and sociable, and they're not dangerous. But just as you mentioned, you can't tell by looking at them. A lot of the dogs that are aggressive will actually telegraph it to you. They'll tell you. You're going to find out before they get too close, or before you get too close, that the animal doesn't want you near them. But some of them won't, and they'll just snip at you. We're also going to talk about how y'all are busing animals, these animals that are perfectly healthy, some young, some older. You're busing them to other states, because whereas in Houston, we're killing an average of 250 healthy animals per week, because we're not spaying and neutering our animals the way we ought to be, because we're not being responsible as a society enough. We're killing 250 of these animals every week. These are puppies. These are grown animals. They're healthy. They could be adopted, but they couldn't find a home. And we are literally paying millions of dollars and paying money to people to kill animals all day long. It's, to me, how traumatic that would be. It doesn't matter what kind of person you are. I don't think that you could do something like that. Just eliminate so much life without being directly affected by it. And obviously, COVID has done things on the subject, which was unimaginable, and has increased the number of animals that need to be put down. But in places out of state, there are shelters where you have to put yourself on a waiting list to even have the opportunity to see animals, which means that we could just send our stray animals over to Nantucket or wherever it is that they have waiting lists, a lot of the northern states. And we wouldn't have to kill these animals. They could be adopted out. Again, Becky, I know we're going to develop this subject a little more, but just briefly, I've described the problem about accurately, right?
Yes. I can't say exactly what the number is right now of animals that are being euthanized. We know that fewer animals are going into the shelters, so that might impact that number, or it does impact that number. So it would be lower today than it has been in the past. But then on the other side, we have a lot of animals, as we discussed, on the streets that are basically waiting for their turn to be brought in so that they can find new homes.
Yeah. So you can follow along with the discussion by going to HoustonPetSet.org, HoustonPetSet.org, because the organization is involved in advocating for a change of laws and really a change of habit and a change of perspective on these things. It's a good time for you to tell us what PetSet is, and actually the whole name of the organization is Houston PetSet. So, Becky, what exactly do you do?
So Houston PetSet was really developed in the beginning as an organization to help raise funds for the rescues that had boots on the ground. Through time, we got to develop a lot of relationships with different organizations so that when Hurricane Harvey hit and a lot of the national organizations wanted to have collaborative efforts to address the problems, they were able to work with us since we had a lot of relationships already built. And from that time, we've been able, I think the whole community has really seen since Harvey the importance of working together, being more collaborative and really focusing on impact and final results. Because I think for a long time, there have been so many organizations and people that have been putting a lot of money and time, blood, sweat, and tears into this problem, but I don't think we're seeing the needle move on the issue as much as we would like. So since Hurricane Harvey, it's given us a chance to really reassess what's the most important inputs that we can create that will ultimately give us the result that we want.
So are you talking to shelters and veterinarians and other pet health providers about this, and maybe officials from the city of Houston? How are you going about leading this discussion?
We do try to bring people together. We listen to a lot of what our rescue partners are telling us, our grantees, get information from them, and then try to work back with the shelters. We also work with the shelters as well to try to alleviate them of some of the extra animals, as you said, by transporting them. I think sometimes shelters are demonized because they
yes.
are, quote unquote, not no kill, which basically just means that 90% of the animals get out through, you know, adoption or transfers of basically get out alive. And, you know, with the shelters, they have to take in anything that comes in to their doors. So it makes that a lot harder. But I will say that the shelters have done an amazing job of making changes, and they're partnering with more rescue groups in town. More adopters are becoming aware of the need to adopt animals. So overall, we've seen in Houston that number growing to where we are getting closer to that 90%, but we can't let that be the end of the conversation. As we said, there's still animals on the street. There's still animals that aren't being cared for as well as we would like. So that's where we really have this opportunity to move beyond just a simple number and really get to the heart of the matter. How are we treating our animals in Houston? Are they being taken care of, whether they're in homes or on the streets?
Yeah, and you mentioned to me that these days the shelters, because of COVID, they're only by appointment. So if you want to visit with the animals, you need to set up an appointment. They're simply welcoming far fewer people, which means that fewer adoptions are happening. And you mentioned that the shelters are sometimes forced to tell people to leave the pets on the street.
That's correct. With the intake process right now, the appointment system can get filled very quickly. So they have advised people in some situations, if you have a healthy stray animal that's in your area that you see and you are not capable of bringing that animal into your home until you can get an appointment, that it's better to leave that animal on the street. That concerns us greatly, of course, because today's healthy animal could be hit by a car or could be sick, or they might just look healthy from the outside. Most people aren't really equipped to make that type of an assessment without, you know, some training and getting up close to the animal. So we're concerned that that could set us up for some problems. In addition, most of those animals aren't going to be, or a lot of them won't be spayed or neutered. So you also run the risk of animals, you know, continuing to reproduce and add to the problem of the overpopulation.
You are listening to Houston, PA, Houston's Public Affairs Show. My name is Laurent, and my guest is Becky Best. She is the Community Relations and Grant Manager for Houston Pet Set. They are online at HoustonPetSet.org, HoustonPetSet.org. The spaying and neutering, this subject, may actually be the number one most important bit of information we can send out, because it's the one thing that every one of us pet owners can take responsibility for. It's not hard, and it's not even expensive to have your animal sterilized. By the way, yeah, if you're an immigrant and you're new to Houston and you're learning English, to spay and neuter an animal is to sterilize the animal. We should repeat this over and over again. Have your pets spayed and neutered. Have your pets sterilized.
I think everybody is on the same page that spaying and neutering is so important, not only for the reproductive aspect, but it also offers a lot of health benefits and behavior benefits. So animals that, you know, are unspayed and neutered, sometimes they get a little bit more aggressive, or they want to go out and roam to maybe find a partner to spend some time with. From that aspect, if we eliminate that, it does help to keep animals better behaved and in their homes.
If these animals were left out in the wild, there was no society to feed them out of trash, to let them scavenge, they'd be out hunting. And when there's not enough food, their numbers dwindle naturally. They don't reproduce as much. Some of them die of starvation. We've removed all these limits, which means that these animals are able to thrive on our streets. Thriving because not only are they being let out, but there's tons of food and stuff to grab all around, right?
Right. They do find that a lot of, trash, places where there's trash they can get into, and sometimes people will help to feed them and to make sure that they're not starving. But we do see a lot of starving dogs out there as well. And, of course, as the resources are limited, then the animals get more aggressive, because then it really does become a fight for their lives. So that also creates problems. And that's where we really see the concern about how it's impacting people's quality of life and their safety. So this goes way beyond just an animal issue. It really does come down to it being a people issue and something that needs to be addressed for the health and safety and quite frankly, for the image of Houston.
Yeah, there was part of the survey that it should be addressed if Houston wants to stay competitive in attracting top talent. I thought that was an interesting perspective. You also are partnering with organizations to organize veterinarian clinics, right? Or mobile vet clinics?
That's true. We had planned even before the pandemic to have a mobile veterinary unit to have spay and neuters that were free for the community, for folks who can't afford to pay for that. Once the pandemic hit, we saw how many family members were unable to pay for emergency services. So we have had this partnership that we've done with Laurel's House, Lola's Lucky Day, and Fido Fixers, where we have a mobile unit that goes into different areas of town and can also be accessed for emergency care. But we provide those services free of charge. Thank you to our wonderful sponsors and donors. And we're able to keep those families together with their pets and loved ones, and also able to do a lot of spay and neuter surgeries to prevent more unwanted litters.
Can they find out how to obtain these services by going to HoustonPetSet.org?
That's correct. They can go to our website and get more information about getting those services.
What would it take for you to be able to expand this program to the point where just about everyone in Houston can obtain a free operation for their pet, so long as they qualify, right? We want to be reasonable. We want to make sure that the people taking advantage of the program actually need
right.
it. I would not want to be taken advantage of, because I can afford to pay for the operation myself. But what I know I can't ask for a specific number, but systematically speaking, what would it take for Houston Pet Set to be able to organize an expansion of this program to the point where we're spaying and neutering all the animals?
We're certainly hoping to build capacity over time, and the short answer is money. We really need to be able to continue to have funds coming in so that we can pay the veterinarians and the supplies and everything that it takes to be able to offer this type of service in the community. And, we hope that as more people learn about this problem and see that it's not just an animal problem, that it's really a people problem that affects, so many other things with the quality of life and safety, we hope that we can get more support from local foundations, corporations, and philanthropists who typically don't do a lot in the animal welfare space. But we're hoping that once they see that this is really a people issue that's affecting so much more, the business community being able to attract talent, people being able to ride the buses, use the parks that...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That, we're put here by so many of these organizations. We want to utilize those to the fullest extent. So the more that we can get people on board with helping us to spay and neuter and take care of the animals, the city overall will have a better opportunity to thrive.
You are listening to Houston, PA, Houston's Public Affairs Show. And my name is Laurent. My guest is Becky Best. She is the Community Relations and Grant Manager for Houston Pet Set. They are online at houstonpetset.org, houstonpetset.org. Now, I really want to talk about shipping stray animals, healthy, adoptable animals, to outer state destinations so that they can be adopted, make a family happy, and be happy themselves. This is something that the Lundquist sisters explained to me the first time they were on the show, and I had to reboot my brain when I heard this information, folks. Listen to this. We are killing healthy pets, healthy animals in this city in the shelters because we have a horrible problem with overpopulation. The last time I saw a number, we were paying people in Houston to kill an average of 250 healthy dogs and cats every week. It's a catastrophe. At the same time, Houston Pet Set is involved in filling buses and sometimes airplanes with animals so that they may be shipped to northern states. And the reason for this is because there's a waiting list to obtain a pet from a shelter up north. And I had to reboot my brain, like I said. It hurt my feelings so bad to know that we were destroying these animals and that there are human beings who have to do the destroying. This is, what about the people that have to do this? We should think about them too. And then at the same time, there are shelters that are literally empty. Becky, it sounds crazy, but I'm right, aren't I? That's exactly what it is. Our shelters are too full, but the shelters up north, sometimes they're completely empty.
That is true. The shelters up north, it's kind of a combination of things. I think they were a little quicker to get on the spay and neuter bandwagon. With the colder weather, animals don't thrive on the streets as well as they do down here where it's more, it's just a warmer year-round. And I think that because of that, they have fewer stray animals there. So we definitely have a supply and there is a demand. So it's just a matter of getting those animals from the Texas area up to the various states. And we do have a number of partners that we work with that transport various places. Houston Pet Set does a lot of transports to the Midwest. So we regularly go to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan. And the animal owners up there are so excited. They really value the pets and treat them so well under most circumstances. So it's really wonderful to be able to, get them out of harm's way here and put them into a place where they're going to be valued and loved.
How does this work? Do you literally just fill a bus full of kennels and comfortable cages for these animals and just drive them up once a month or so? Or how often do you do this?
Houston Pet Set has been doing this about twice a month for the most of 2020. I think that, it varies year over year, but I would say on a minimum it would be once a month, but sometimes more than that. And then certainly, as we saw during Hurricane Laura, we were able to help with a number of different transports. And as you mentioned, we worked with about five different partners that were here in the area that could provide us with some of the animals in their communities. And then we were able to get them on planes to go up to the Virginia area. Thank you to our partnership with Wings of Rescue and Petco Foundation. So that was a really exciting opportunity for us to be able to do even more good when it was really needed.
Is the existence of Wings of Rescue indicative that there are agencies out there that do this on a regular basis? Because Houston Pet Set, y'all are doing it, but it's only one of the things you do. Is Wings of Rescue specializing in actually flying or transporting animals to areas where they'll be wanted?
To my knowledge, that is the way it works. And I know there are some other organizations that are similar with regularly flying animals. At some points, they have volunteer pilots that use their personal planes to fly animals across
nice.
The country. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I had the opportunity to take two Dobermans that we had tagged out of the shelter that were at risk and take them out to the airport. They hopped on a little plane, and then they, had various stops along the way. By the time that they got over there to New Mexico, where there was a sanctuary that was going to take them, they had picked up some other dogs along the way, and it was a really cool experience to see how all of that came together.
You know those dogs for the rest of their lives when they introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Fido. I've been on a plane.
I know. They get to fly a private plane. I can't even say that I've done
that's
that.
Right.
I was a little bit jealous.
In their kennels, they have more rooms than I do on a Continental airline. Or is it United now? Who cares? Anyway, listen, the first conclusion that I draw from listening to this is that if we could muster the political will and therefore the money, we could adopt out all of our stray animals to wanting families. In fact, I want to say that, I don't know, my brain tells me that if we could actually send out all the healthy animals to the shelters that need to adopt out an animal, instead of putting people on a waiting list in Wisconsin before they can even visit with an animal, a candidate, I feel like we could adopt out all these animals. Am I wrong, or is the problem just so overwhelming that probably not? I mean, I'm not saying we don't need to spay and neuter the animals. I'm just saying that this is the solution that we should be concentrating upon. Let's just move these animals to where they're wanted.
I think that would be a huge step in the right direction. I think it's kind of the three prongs. Getting the animals that are here today out of the area to safer places where they're wanted, preventing additional litters from being born,
yeah.
And then education, just to help people understand what responsible ownership looks like so that they can maintain a healthy, safe relationship with their own pets and make sure that they and their pet are having a good quality of life together. I think if we were able to focus on those three aspects and really make some progress, I think that, in time, Houston would find that its problem could be solved completely. And that's definitely what Houston Pet Set is working on doing with our partners, is really focusing on those types of solutions to provide long-term permanent end to this issue.
If somebody just heard us and they're thinking to themselves, I want to help to save these beautiful animals, I want to help to ship them to families that are going to love them and take care of them, can they go to HoustonPetSet.org and donate specifically for that, or how does that work?
Yes, people can donate specifically for that. We know that it costs about $200 more or less to send an animal on the bus. It's about $8,000 for an entire bus. So if a company wanted
yes.
to sponsor an entire trip, we would definitely be able to help them accomplish that. And what a great feeling for a company and its employees to know that they've just saved an entire busload of animals. So we are certainly welcome, whether it's an individual or an entire company or foundation. We're happy to find ways to work with people to accomplish their goals in helping to save animals.
Yeah, if you take the average medium-sized enterprise in Houston, they could raise $8,000 in a couple of days just by informing their employees. And we're not even talking about those people having to shell out a big portion of that. It could just happen very quickly. If you're talking about one of the bigger companies, some of the corporations that are seated in Houston, those people could send out an email and within a few hours get enough responses to have the money to fund an entire bus. It's entirely possible, and it's so affordable. When I adopted my last cat, I did not go through a shelter. I have a friend who's a veterinarian. veterinarian. I told her I wanted to adopt a cat. She says, well, tell me what you want. I will find it for you. That's how big the need is. You can kind of order a la carte. I want a cat with this kind of collaring. And I said, I just want one that I like, and I'd like to come and see a few litters. And that's what I did. I visited with kittens and adopted the one that jumped and fell asleep on my lap. she adopted me, right?
That's the way it works a lot.
But it's such a wonderful experience, and I want people to have it. It's not for everybody to own an animal. It is a big responsibility. You're making a commitment that is at least a decade long. It's an important commitment. But just the happiness I feel at the hope that we could just stop killing all these animals and actually adopt them out. And again, the obvious intermediary solution that once the animal is in the hands of Houston Pet Set or one of the shelters, before they get bussed up to Wisconsin, for example, they are sterilized and they won't be able to contribute to the problem. And they're going to have happy lives. By the way, sterilizing animals, there's nothing but solid research which proves that after sterilization, animals live longer and healthier lives. Isn't that right?
Yes, there's a lot of research about the benefits of spaying and neutering animals. I did want to jump back to something that you said that I thought was very important. But you said that not everybody is in a position to adopt an animal, which is very true. But a lot of people may be in a position to help foster. And we are in desperate need of fosters. And a foster basically is someone who will welcome an animal into their home for a short period of time. With the case of transport, there are a number of organizations like ours that go on a regular basis. So it might just be for 2 weeks, or in some cases, it might be until the animal is adopted locally. So the great thing is there are a lot of options. So you can pick and choose the type of fostering experience that fits you best. And while you're doing that, the organization will provide the medical care. If you are not able to provide food or supplies, many of the organizations will help to provide that. So it can be a great way to help save an animal's life without having to make that long-term type of commitment that you mentioned.
Well, and offering a space for these animals is obviously a huge advantage for these organizations. We talk about this on Houston PA very often, how donating $5 is an important step we can all take to help an organization. But if you can give an hour of your time by volunteering, that's even more valuable. So if on top of an hour, you can actually welcome an animal for a few days, a few weeks, and it sounds like the programs are so flexible that even someone with a traveling schedule, a traveling life could say, okay, well, I'm going to be in town for the next 2 months. I'm going to contact this organization and tell them that I can take a dog or a cat for a few weeks, and then I'll stop and come back. It sounds like it's extremely flexible.
It is very flexible, and I tell you that every rescue is so thrilled to have fosters coming in that they will definitely accommodate the different types of scheduling needs and supply needs that people have. At the end of the day, getting the animal out of the shelter or the rescue into a home is better for the animal. It gives us as the rescue more information about that animal's behavior. It helps them to start to be able to bond with humans and be trained, and makes it even easier for them to be adopted later. So there's just so many benefits to fostering, and we can't move the animals out without fosters. We've got to be able to get them into fosters' homes and get them prepared for those trips. So, really and truly, that's such an important part of the equation. And having people foster is really going to make a huge difference.
Well, common wisdom says that you can judge a society by how it treats its most vulnerable members. And that's not just about humanity. It's about the animals, too. And we're behind in Houston. We're not taking care of our animals well enough. We have not done a good enough job of educating Houstonians about sterilizing their animals. It's an important part of the education that needs to be ongoing. And we need to tell people that there are shelters in this country that are so empty that there are waiting lists. People have to sign up and wait sometimes months to obtain the opportunity just to meet with an animal. We're not talking about a guaranteed adoption here. Just wait, while we have so many animals that we're having to kill an average of 250 of them per week. These are healthy dogs, healthy cats. Nobody wants them. We don't know what to do with them. And the city of Houston, among the $90+ million we spend on animal controls, we're killing thousands of healthy animals. It could be literally shipped out, bussed out. And when I say shipped, I'm talking about gently accompanied, all right? They're not put in boxes and unattended. We have to do this. It's a matter of honor. And it's very easy. Just go to HoustonPetSet.org, HoustonPetSet.org. You'll get all the information you need to participate in any way you want. And being a foster, let me tell you, if you don't have animals, and if you have a traveling life, and you can't have a dog or a cat, and you think to yourself, I really wish I could, being a foster parent for a few weeks while you're in town before your next trip is the perfect solution. And you might know some stories of foster parents who became permanent parents, because it's sometimes really hard to resist these fuzz butts.
Yes, I have an 80-pound pit bull in another room in my home for that very reason. We just couldn't part with it. So it's easy to fall in love.
The people that don't know the amount of joy that an animal brings to your life, and I'm talking about pure joy, that they put a smile on your face. My cat makes me laugh every day. My parents have dogs. When I'm around the dogs, they make me laugh every day. They embellish. They make your life better. It's proven too. We know there's been psychological studies that show that pet owners tend to have lower blood pressures and all that. They relax us. They're actual companionship, and sometimes they're better companionships than human beings. I'm not afraid to admit that I think that very often.
True.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you require any information related to Houston, PA, or the organizations I have on this show, just send me an email. TexanFromFrance@gmail.com. TexanFromFrance@gmail.com. You will get an answer. I'm also happy to hear suggestions. Sometimes these organizations are small, the ones that I have on the show, but they're doing great work, worthy work. And it's not a question of size which determines what fits on Houston, PA, but rather what the community needs. So if you know of a need, tell me about it. And I want to thank you for listening and caring about the issues I put on this show, folks. My name is Laurent. I am the Texan from France. And this has been Houston, PA, Houston's public affairs show, Houston Strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.